Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the first task from stage 9, which is connecting to this moment. We're talking about presence, mindfulness, and intuition as we connect very deeply to this moment. So as we go forward in these different stages, of course, these tasks, this homework gets harder and harder and challenging and awesome, but you're ready for it as you take each step along the way. So before we dive into presence, mindfulness, and intuition to connect to this moment, a quick shout out to new listeners in Hanoi, Vietnam. Cảm ơn cho các nơi này. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you on board. Vietnam, one of my absolute favorite countries to visit. There is such a beautiful energy. Talk about being in this moment, connecting in this moment. There is this amazing feeling. And I'm certain it's the people of Vietnam. There's this wonderful, amazing energy in that country that I cannot describe and I cannot get enough of. So there we go. Vietnam, I'm one of your biggest fans. So let's talk about connecting to this moment. So there are a lot of different traditions that recommend being present in the now, right? This is not a new idea. With any amount of beginning along your journey of personal development, this is one of the first ideas that's going to come about. Mindfulness, being present in the now, being present in the body, not worrying about the future, not regretting the past, just be here now. And if worry is about the future and regret is about the past, then being here in the present moment is one way to significantly reduce your worry and your regret. So there's lots of good reason to just be right here, right now. And that's a great start. But this moment has so much more to show you than just reducing your worry and your regret. So being present in this moment and experiencing it fully is an opportunity to connect deeply with family, with friends, with your children, with your partner. Your full and complete attention and your complete connection in this moment is the greatest gift you can give to anyone, not just your dog. But try it with your dog too, it's a lot of fun. Now further, being present in this moment, in the right now, you can tap into vast information. And we're going to do this through our intuition. So your intuition or your gut instinct is nothing more than your ability to connect with the infinite information and wisdom in this moment. But we talk about our gut instinct all the time. Oh, listen to your gut. Your gut is never wrong. It's true. Well, what is that exactly? Your gut is your ability to process the information that's available to you in this moment. If you connect to where you are, which is this moment in time, this place that you're sitting in, these people that you're sitting with, you'll have all the information you could ever possibly want. There is complete and perfect and 100% total information in this moment. Now, what does that mean? That's information about the current state of mind of the people that you're with, their intentions, their feelings. But it can be more than that. In this moment is infinite information about the present state of people, but also of places and of things. Anything you could want to know about what is happening right now, you can know. Not just how someone's feeling and their intentions, but you can know whether you're safe or not. You can know what is the right thing for me to do in this moment. What do I need to be in this moment? What should I not do in this moment? What is the truth of this moment, of this situation? So this is along the lines of truth of an entire situation, not just one person. Now, in the last podcast episode, we talked about seeing someone's truth. That is, you're seeing the truth of this one person. This connecting with this moment is going to allow you to see the truth of this situation, this whole moment right here, right now. So here's how we're going to do that. To tap into this vast and useful information, I want you to start by being mindful of your surroundings. That is, pay attention and observe your surroundings, just wherever you are, whatever room you're in, or if you're outside. And observe your surroundings in a detached but focused way. What does that mean? That means that you have no attachment or expectation to the stuff in this room, but you're observing it with great interest, in detail. You're observing it in detail. Now, you've already connected with the silent observer. That was back in stage 8. So what you want to be doing is watching your surroundings as that silent observer. No devices, no distractions. Just be here in this moment now, taking in the sights and the sounds, smells, feelings that are around you. I want you to notice people, colors, textures, every detail. Now, if your mind wanders towards thinking about tomorrow or thinking about last week, just bring it back. So this is an active mindfulness. This is an observational mindfulness, looking around the room and taking in every detail, every color and texture in the room around you. Or if you're outside, then you have a wonderful world of color and texture to think about. But this is, your eyes are open. You are actively being mindful in this space. Now, if you're not used to it, this can feel a little intense, but I want you to just stay with it. Let it be intense. If it feels intense, you can think to yourself, oh, this feels very intense. This is, wow, you know, I didn't think recognizing the texture and color of a tablecloth could do that to me, but it can. So next, when you feel connected to this moment across all your physical senses, I want you to reach out with an intent to connect with the people that are here in this moment. Now, if there aren't any people in your moment, if you're by yourself, kind of imagine some, or try this exercise when you're out next. Now, this is just like connecting with other people individually, but this time I want you to connect with the whole group of them, the whole lot of people. So let's say you're in a hotel lobby or a coffee shop or a restaurant. I want you to connect with the people as a blanket connection across the whole group of them, which is to say you're connected to each one of them individually, all at the same time. So the way you're going to do that is you're going to project your energy out from yourself gently towards each person around you and kind of paint the group with your energy and presence in a general way. As you glance around the space, you're kind of reaching out and painting this group. Now, if this is challenging, try connecting with each individual kind of quickly until you have connected with the group. Now, our intent in this exercise is not to explore each person's truth. but the truth of the crowd and the truth of this space in this moment. So this is a little bit different request that we're making. And once you've done this, you are now connected to everything you can see, the people, the furniture, everything that's in this moment, that's at least physically seeable in this moment. Now here's the challenging part. I want you to connect with what you cannot see. I want you to imagine connecting with the energy and the presence that's just hanging in the air. I want you to imagine that the air itself is full of the energy of everyone here, of everything here, and of the place itself. Like static energy before a storm, it fills the air. You can't see it, but you can feel it. We all talk about the vibe of a room. Oh yeah, when I walked into that party, the vibe was something. What you're talking about is the energy of a group of people mixing, and then you're sensing that. This is the energy of the moment. It's pervasive, and it's touching this moment all over the world and beyond. Feel how your energy connects to it and contributes to it and is a part of it. At this point, you are fully connected to this moment. It may feel intense because it's taking a lot of effort to maintain this. Especially if you're new to it. This is a skill, as everything. And as you're connected to this moment, now is a good time to ask your question. What do you want to know? Now, questions about the past or the future are not going to be answered here. But anything you could want to know about the state of things right now, be it right now here or right now somewhere else in the world, or the best choice to make right now, you can know. Remain detached from it, that is, be the silent observer connected to this moment, and let answers come to you. This is your intuition. Your intuition is nothing more than you processing, reading, and taking in this moment and the information that's in it. And the more connected you are to the moment, the more information your intuition can take in and process and get you answers. Practice this to make it stronger, like anything. The more you do it, the faster and easier and more fun it becomes. Now, when you drive or walk down the street, try to stay connected to each moment. Read people and places and things in this way. And let your intuition guide you. Because the more you trust it, the stronger it gets. See, your intuition can guide you on small things like finding a great restaurant, or and in the big things like crafting your ideal life. When you're in this moment, fully connected, flowing with your river, your intuition is a constant guide. And you might think I'm joking about finding a great restaurant, but I have used it for that. You're in the middle of a new city. You have no idea where you're going. Have a little fun. Put your phone away. And instead of looking up Yelp, just stand there for a moment on the sidewalk in the city. Connect deeply with this moment here in this great new place and ask, where would be a really fun, delicious place to eat tonight? And let your intuition pull you in the right direction. See where you end up. Obviously, protect yourself and don't be stupid, but give it a go. Now, for a more advanced challenge, when deeply connected to this moment, feeling the collective energy of everything and everyone in the space, can you feel how the people are all the same? Just people going through life, trying to figure it all out, making mistakes, living in stages, all ultimately on the same journey. Can you see how the things in this space are all the same? Just physical objects, all made up of the same basic atoms. Now, can you feel the sameness of the people and the things and this space itself? All made up of the same atoms and energies, but taking various forms like pixels in a video game. They all look different, but they're all ultimately just bits of energy. Spend some time thinking about that when you're connected to the moment in this way, and see what your intuition says about that. And then, of course, let me know how it goes. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, extra ideas for more homework for everybody, I know I give you enough homework. Use the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the community page at KatherineColleen.com, where you can send me a note. Let me know how it's going for you and what questions you have as you try out these different exercises. So that's quite enough for this go around. That'll keep you busy for a little while. So until next time, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.